Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where my thoughts, your thoughts, are all discussed, and we just having a good old time. It is finally 2021. Did you say Jumanji at midnight on New Year's Day? I did. I do not want a repeat of 2020. It was a struggle. It was very interesting. A lot of things changed. We had a whole pandemic. We're still in the pandemic. A lot of country unrest, a lot of marches, a lot of rides, a lot of work from home adventures, just some of everything happened in 2020. So here is to having a better year, a new year. We're going to start things over. We are going to invoke more positivity into our nation, into our lives, into our community. I am just pledging to be a happier person. And in doing so, I hope others will too. So let's get in it. Let's discuss some stuff. And, you know, let's just be a better us, a better me in 2021. Let's get into it. Okay, so this is maybe like a technical rant more than anything. So now we're getting more and more new phones this year. Everybody's always waiting for that newest Samsung, that newest Google Pixel, that newest Apple device. But what I am noticing is a lot of phones are being made and they've upped the ante on the specs. They've upped the ante on the cameras. Now this amazing camera, or it's got more storage, or it comes in these amazingly new different colors, but they're not putting no charger in here. It's bad enough. We're going from taking the headphones out of the box. We're paying upwards to $1,000 and we can't get no headphones. Now we're not getting charger bricks. They'll give you the cord all day long. And I don't know, some people are getting like these rinky-dinky cords that don't last long. And then you need to have a 20-watt USB-C charger brick connection instead of a regular USB-A connection. So now you have to go find a brick to put the cord in to charge your phones. They don't give you a wireless charger. They are nickeling and diming us for the accessories. Are we to this point now? Like, you used to, back in the day, you used to get the phone, the charger cord, the brick. Heck, sometimes you would even get the case. And sometimes with a deal, you would get an extra accessory, like micro SD card, or at one time, well, when the Note 7, which was one of my favorite phones, even though it was catching on fire, it was a baby blue Note 7. I got a whole TV with that. Like, it came with the TV. Like, I want to say it was a 32-inch Samsung TV. Yep. Nowadays, you barely get the instructions because it's just basically the warranty pamphlet that nobody reads. You get the SIM card removal little, looks like a paperclip thingy. You get the phone and the cord. That's all that's in the box now. No headphones, because now most of these phones don't even have a headphone jack. No USB-C headphones. And no brick. No brick. Next thing you know, we're not going to get a cord. It's just going to be a phone in there. No SIM card remover. No warranty papers. Just the phone, no cord. Has it come to this? We're paying $1,200 up to $1,500. You get that max level to not get the accessories to actually charge the phone. What say you?
I really don't know how to take this. I am a Samsung Galaxy Note girl through and through. Been rocking with that Galaxy Note since the third version. And I stopped at the 10 Plus because I just didn't see the Note 20 having any additional features that warranted me buying a brand new phone. And I was hoping that we would get one more Note out of this equation before they kaput it, because it just seems as though that they're going in towards the foldable phones, and I am not a fan of the foldable phones. Like, I had the Razr back in the day, but these new foldable phones, they're good to look at, but functionally, you can't put a screen protector on it. I just don't get how the case would go. It's too big. It's too big. I can't jump on that bandwagon just yet. And I must say, I am a big fan of using the S Pen. The S Pen is my friend. It helps me. I use it like I'm a note user who uses all of the tools. And I love that it is stored in the phone. I don't have to find a specific case just to house my pen to my phone. It's stored in the phone. Like, that was an ingenious idea. With that being said, everybody, all of the bloggers, all of the people who I wish to be friends with that get new phones early and get to report about it, that is like the dream job for me, are saying that the Note line is going away. Now, they may do a fan edition, that's possible. And I'm really thinking if they do a fan edition and it does keep the micro SD card, why they keep playing with Samsung? Why y'all keep playing with our feelings? Why y'all keep trying to take the micro SD card away from us? I don't understand this at all. Quit messing up. Don't be Apple. If the fan edition does have it, I think I will upgrade to whatever the Ultra or Plus new note is, if they come out. I do hope they do come out with one. Other than that, nothing's wrong with my 10 Plus. It's functioning appropriately. I have tons of space. I do wish it was a different color than black. I don't understand why they get to the highest level and then you have like black or silver. Like, I want a pink phone. Like, I want a rose gold. Let me get a green or a blue. You know, put some different colors in the higher end ones as well. But if they don't come out with a fan edition, I'll just rock my 10 Plus until the wheels fall off. Literally. Just won't upgrade. I do hear that the new Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra, I believe, does have capabilities of using the S Pen that came with the Note. Or they're coming out with another S Pen as well that you can use with that phone, but it will not be stored in the phone. The phone doesn't have a micro SD slot. I don't care how much internal space it has, that extra storage that comes in the form of a micro SD, even if your micro SD is 64 gigabytes, I want that in the back of the mind that, yeah, I have a 512 gigabyte phone internal storage, but that 64 gigabyte external micro SD card is still there just in case I need it. Not quite sure why they keep taking that thing off. It's bad enough we don't have a removable battery. I took that hard when we moved from that. I'm like, we trying to get like Apple, but we still have like I do see potential. I'm hoping that they don't completely take the S Pen away and you can't use it on any of the Galaxy products. I really hope they rethink this and come out with some kind of hybrid version of a note where the pen is stored in the phone. That would be great. Samsung, what are y'all doing to me? I know y'all trying to be innovative and come up with new stuff, but there are some things that you need to keep. The S Pen and the S Pen storage, and always putting the fingerprint scanner on the front of the phone. That's all I gotta say. What say you? What say you?
Little Black History note for today, brought to you by the archive at explorethearchive.com. Phyllis Wheatley, the very first female African American author published back in 1773, Phyllis published her first poem, making her the first African American to be published. She was only 12 at the time. She is from Africa and was taken from her home when she was about 7 or 8 and sold to the Wheatley family in Boston. Now, they in turn did something that I just don't think was the norm at the time. They taught her to read and write and encouraged her to write poetry. And that's how she became the very first African American, not just woman, but the very first African American to be published at the age of 12.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week? Okay, today's word of the week is decathet. That's decathect, which means to withdraw one's feelings of attachment from a person, idea, or object as in anticipation of a future loss. Decathet. Now, using that in a sentence would be something like, a little bit each day, Lisa finds it easier to decathet from the loved one who hurt her so. Decathet. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITT. LASHEA speaks. See you on the next episode.